Sunday night, Varalachim. Okay, this week is Parshas Korach, and one of the things that Korach made Leitzonus, one of the things that Korach made Leitzonus of is the mitzvah of mezuzah. So maybe we'll spend this week going over some halachos of mezuzah, and it'll be a tikkun, maybe, for the Leitzonus that he did and had some effect on Klal Yisrael. It appears as if there's a question, you know, mitzvah srichas kavana, and you have to be mechavin the mitzvah, and you're supposed to be mechavin even the inyan of the mitzvah. And by mezuzah, it seems people assume it's shmira, right? The mezuzah is watching over us. It's the Shem Shakai, and it's watching over us. And the Torah does mention that as an aside, as a second inyan of mezuzah. The primary function and mitzvah of mezuzah, it's similar to tefillin, it's similar to tzitzis. The Rambam's lashon is that every time you walk in and out of your house or the doorway, Yifka, he'll meet up. He's supposed to, you don't have to kiss the mezuzah. I mean, it's nice to kiss it. It's a good thing to teach children. But you're supposed to look at the mezuzah. You're not like swiping a credit card, you know. You're supposed to look at the mezuzah. You're supposed to be aware of the mezuzah. Not if the, you know, it becomes an automatic act, you've defeated the whole purpose. The Rambam says you're supposed to be aware of the mezuzah. This is the mitzvah. You be aware of the mezuzah, and the mezuzah contains in it, we know it contains, I hope we know it contains the first two parashas of Shema. So it's Yichud Shmo Shel Hashem, V'Yizkor Ahavoso, which is V'Yahavto Es Hashem Elokecha. The Rambam then says, V'Yeor Mishinoso, wake up, V'Shigyoso, and his being drawn after Bavli Azman, V'Yeda Shein Shem Dober Ha'omid Lol Me'olomim, Eliyatiyat Surah Olam, and it's like wakes a person up from his sleep, and he should realize that the only thing that's really everlasting and has any permanence is HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Avodas Hashem. Now, it doesn't say that in the mezuzah. I would assume the Rambam is either giving a broad interpretation to what it means Hashem Echad. He's giving us a picture of what it means Achdus Hashem. That's really all that exists. Or perhaps he means that the fact that we put it on our house, on our dwelling, which is the permanence that we have. You have like a bayis haroi and a bayis kva. You have an ol. A bayis represents a certain kvias. So putting the mezuzah on the bayis is to teach us that that really is the only permanence that there is in this world. Like you think a bayis is permanent. So, and anachnami, we put it on our guf, and that's the tefillin, and we put it on our begodim, and that's the tzitzis, and we put it on the bayis, and then that's the mezuzah. The Torah, now the Rambam in Perek Hey, I think he doesn't directly attack the idea that it's essentially a shmira, or not even that it's a shmira at all. The Rambam doesn't mention anywhere that mezuzah is a shmira. He attacks those, in Perek Dalet, he attacks those who write in Kemeis, and they added things to the mezuzah to increase its shmira power. It doesn't say to increase, it says, so the Rambam says, not only are they probably passeling the mezuzah, but they're turning the mitzvah, which is Yichud Shmo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'Yahavoso V'Yavodoso, and they're turning it into a Kemeya for their own purposes. The Rambam seems to be attacking also the idea that an essential part of the mezuzah is a shmira. Now, what do I mean the essential part? There's no question that mezuzah gives shmira. It's a gemara. It's a gemara by Unkelos. It's a gemara in other places. So the Noisa Kalim on the Rambam say that that's already a totsa'ah of the mitzvah. In other words, let's say you do a mitzvah with your clothing. You put on tzitzis. So Hashem will give you nice clothing, eschar. You do a mitzvah with the bias, you dedicate your bias, and you make this statement with the mezuzah, so you'll be zochet to shmira. But it's not an essential part of what the mitzvah is. The Aruch HaShulchan pretty much backs that up by saying that the kavana of the mitzvah shrichas kavana, he says you should be careful when you when are you mechavim by a mezuzah? When you put it up, you should be mechavim. And as I say, you're supposed to look at it, the Rambam says, when you walk around, when you walk in and out, you're supposed to be, the Rambam doesn't say look at it, he says you're supposed to be pogeya bo, which means to be aware of it. So the Chashulchan says you should be careful not to be mechavim that it's a shmira. That's not what the mitzvah is. The mitzvah is what the Rambam says it is. There's already Rav Moshe in Yeridei Chelek Beis in a tshuva has an arichus on this inyan, and he suggests that many Rishonim do hold that an essential part of the mitzvah is the fact that it's shomer on us. That's part of what it is. Hashem is watching over us and is shomer us. Brings down from Rashi, from other Rishonim that have such a mashmos. I don't remember right now. The Rambam is mashmos, not like that, very much so. Takoponim, it's a shaylet, or a chashulchan ends up saying, when you're mechavin for the mitzvah, don't be mechavin that the essential mitzvah is one of shmira, but rather the way the Rambam describes it. So I guess it's best to do it that way. And certainly it has the totzos of shmira if you do it properly, because that's a beferish gemara. The Rambam can't deny that, because if Mishnah brings that down also. Because the Rambam is insistent that it's a polal yotze, a totzah. And again, like I said, your Hashulchan bottom line says that in your kavanah for the mitzvah, you should not have in kavanah that shmira is an essential part of the mitzvah. It's a schar that accrues to you if you do the mitzvah properly. Rav Moshe suggests that some Rishonim indeed argue with that point.